Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns with the United States and its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. VOA News spoke with RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett about the North Korean rocket that was used.
It's not the kind of missile that would be an ICBM that you would plan to use in wartime. Once you started putting it in wartime up on the launch pad, it would get destroyed. It is a missile they could use for a surprise attack, a Pearl Harbor kind of attack, but it's not a wartime kind of missile threat.
UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new Security Council resolution right away about all of this. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan 2 days after it collapsed during a powerful earthquake that left at least 36 people dead. More than 300 others have been rescued alive, 36 dead, as I mentioned, 6.4 magnitude quake. More than 500 people in Tainan were injured. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitutional reforms that includes limiting presidents to 2 terms and recognizing the language used by the Berbers as an official language of the North African country. Changes reverse a 2008 reform. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least 3 Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others. It happened in the northern Balkh province. A Taliban spokesman in a statement sent to reporters claimed the insurgent group carried out the bombing and gave a much higher casualty toll. The violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States announced that direct peace talks between Afghan government and Taliban representatives could take place by the end of the month. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had made an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows 2 men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber. Plane was en route to Djibouti with 74 people on board. 2 others were injured before the pilot was able to land safely. Several suspects have been arrested. A new poll is suggesting that Democrat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a crucial presidential primary vote tomorrow. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire, where he says Sanders is trying to rebrand his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than a progressive.
Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day. But Clinton also has a longer strategy, and even though we expect this debate between the two of them to go on as to who is more progressive, Clinton can look to states like Nevada with its large Hispanic population and South Carolina later in the month with its sizable African-American community. Clinton believes, their campaign believes, they have a firewall with minority voters, and so far, from what we can tell, that's been a challenge for Bernie Sanders to break beyond sort of white progressives and draw in some minority voters.
That is VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Well, here's some interesting news out of the world of sports. The Denver Broncos defeating the Carolina Panthers 24-10 to win the U.S. National Football League's Super Bowl. It was number 50. The championship game was on Sunday. Denver quarterback Peyton Manning threw for 141 yards in what is expected to be the final game of his Hall of Fame career after a season marred with some injuries, forced him to miss several games. Sunday's Super Bowl win is the 3rd in Denver's history.
That's the latest world news from VOA.